Okay, I feel like mono whales were really leading the trend in like virtual shows and performances. Because way back in April, which seems like 7 years ago, you sent us a quarantine version of Really Want to Let You Down. And it had like fans and a bunch of other artists. Like I think Kevy from Fake Shark and some of the Elwins were in it. This is back in April before this was like really a trend. And then we saw like a lot of artists sending this. Whose idea was this? How did this come together?
Well, we kind of saw it happening a little bit with, you know, friends around us. But then we wanted to take it to another level of, like, what if we use, you know, like, we were seeing a lot with, like, iPhone cameras and stuff like that, which is totally fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But we're like, what if we tried to up the ante a bit and think of it a little bit more artful, like what we'd want to see, even though it's still at home and doing it, like, DIY style, as well as, like, how can we include people? Because at the time, Really Want to Let You Down was doing so well, and people were so stoked about it. And we're like, we really want people to sing this with us. Like, the whole point of that song is to really get the crowd going during those post-choruses where we're going, ooh, ooh. You know, it's like a huge part of the song. And so I can't remember which one of us. It might have been Zach, actually, who was like, what if we did it on Zoom? And it seemed like a really simple thing to do because this is before everyone was like a pro at Zoom. So it was like early days of Zoom where we had no idea what
no one doing no one knew how to set a background yet. It was all new.
No. So like it was kind of really poorly planned on my part. I sent like hundreds and hundreds of invites out to this Zoom call that I was like, hey, in 2 days, if you want to join us, we want to sing with you guys, we're gonna put it in the video. And it was a friggin' nightmare. Like, and like we get like instantly when I'm about to open the room, it's like 100 people are waiting in the waiting room, which I think was the max at the time. And I'm like, okay, let's see what happens. And I don't know how to mute everyone, so then I'm like, oh no!
I can't imagine having to mute 100 people collectively.
Yeah, there's a mute all button. I found out.
Quickly. Oh, okay.
Also, I didn't make it where it was like password safe or something, so anyone could join, which was a huge mistake because we got Zoom bombed so hard, and it was really difficult to control because I was in the middle of trying to guide, like, you know, 70-something people what we're about to do. Well, there's, like, really weird people joining the room and making weird noises and having to mute it. So it was kind of, like, a really weird, rough start to get that happening. But was it worth it in the end? Like, absolutely. Like, everyone, even though that was weird, people still had, like, a good time. They were really supportive of us through the, like, difficulties we were going through in that. And in the end, you don't see it in the video at all. Like, we were able actually to cover some people who were doing weird things in the videos and make sure we covered them with, like, faces we wanted to be seen and stuff from, like, because there's, like, when you're looking at Zoom, I'm going on about this too long, but when you're looking at Zoom, there's, like, you can only see a certain amount of people. So I wanted to see everyone while we were singing, so I kept having to click through the arrows and, like, who's doing this? Like, so excitingly. So, yeah, we wanted to put it together. My friend Brittany from Brit Paper Scissors helped edit it because I originally was going to. And, again, I was like, this is a nightmare trying to edit this thing together. It was like, kind of a huge undertaking. And she, like, put it together in, like, one day.
Wow.
And she did a phenomenal job, I personally think. So then we put it out, and we always want to put out content, like, we're really proud of and that we don't, like, again, half-ass, like, all or nothing. Like, that's just our vibe. We can't do anything the easy way. Just set up an iPhone, go live. We're like, no, we've got to make this super complicated for ourselves. But in the end, it was totally worth it.
Yeah.
That's my long-winded story about it.
That's so weird that you got Zoom bombed. I can't even imagine, like, if I was on Zoom and I was like, I'm going to Zoom bomb someone, and I got in the middle of, like, an artist trying to record a song. Like...
Yeah, it was definitely very weird, and I've learned my lesson, and know if I were to do this ever again, oh, do I know how to moderate a room. Like, I did not know how to moderate. I would definitely have people helping. That was, like, noob territory.
Life skills 2020 that you never thought you'd know how to do. So we've got this quarantine version that you did back in April. Are you still able to go ahead with these live stream shows in the next couple of days here in Toronto?
Yeah, so we can't have anyone in the room, obviously. Like, we can't have any peeps. So even, like, originally there wasn't going to be a lot of people anyways. It would have been, like, maybe some family and stuff, just because bringing them some normalcy, like, but we're not allowed to do that anymore. So we can only have people, a small crew that's working it. So basically it's the band and, you know, the sound tech, the video people, just a couple people in the room that are going to be helping put this on. We're going to keep it really safe. And that's our, like, what we want first and foremost. We would never want anyone to be in more danger just to put on a show. You know, it's more important that we take care of each other and ourselves. But the show is 100% go still, and we're really looking forward to it.
And is this your first show of 2020 then? Like, were you guys touring or performing at all?
So our last show was 10 months ago. We did on, Friday, we did a little show in a town called Burnstown right outside of Ottawa. They had under 50 people in this beautiful place called Neat Coffee Shop. It was kind of like a little theater, and it was really good. We wanted a place where it was safe to do like a little test run of what the set's going to be like. And it went so well. Honestly, it was very emotional. And I think you're going to see that times a million on this live stream. And we have both nights going. So we did a little test run. We like wet our feet a little bit, because after 10 months of not playing, even though we rehearsed a lot, there's nothing like, you know, being on stage and doing that real thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be so much fun. I know, like, watching these live shows, just like for us and like for fans of live music, obviously we want to be there with you, but it's just such a cool thing that artists are figuring out how to do and put on so that fans can still connect and you guys can still play.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And, like, for us, it's, like, it doesn't matter. Obviously, it matters. I love to have people in the room. But in terms of us, it's, like, even if there's no one in the room or we're rehearsing or whatever it is, we, like, give 110%. We go at it. And we just want to play a show because we love what we do. So it's not like the performance will be that much different, honestly, than live. Unless, like, obviously live, we would have had, like, crowd surfing and, like, getting in the crowd and singing and stuff. But that's okay. Like, we're going to wait around until it's, you know, safe enough to do that, and then we will be doing that again.
Yeah, I was really bummed because you guys came to Victoria, I guess, maybe like a year and a half ago now, maybe 2 years ago. I don't know. Time is a flat circle.
It was like a year ago, yeah.
And you guys, was it at the Rubber Boot Club? Do you remember what venue you guys were at?
Oh, man. I can't, only because I know that it didn't happen. We got canceled.
Oh, right. Was it because of the wind or something weird happened?
Yes.
Yes.
The ferries didn't take us across. And I remember it was such a bummer. We even waited in line at the ferries being like, maybe, just maybe they'll let us pass. And we waited for hours and then they wouldn't. So I ran up to the window. I did that. She'd be like, is there any chance? And she like laughed at me. She's like, ha ha ha. No.
Oh.
And so we tried our best to get out to Victoria, and we drove all the way across the country to like make sure we got there, and the ferry didn't let us through.
Oh, man,
so I know that we're dying to get back out there and actually play once we can.
I want to see a Monowheel show. I want to do some crowd surfing. I'll sing the oohs.
Promise we will. I promise that it's going to happen. As soon as it's safe, it's possible, we'll be there.
Yay. So today we're going to debut on our social media a version of Now You've Done All or Nothing acoustically.
Yeah, we thought we'd give you guys something a little special, a little bit more vulnerable and fun. So I hope you guys enjoy it. I know you've been playing it out there, and we appreciate it. So we wanted to give you a little treat.
Yeah, Zoners, like when we had this one in the inbox to debut, Zoners, I think it was like 100%. Everybody was digging it. It's a good, it's kind of like a fun, positive vibe song to have here in the zone, especially with the crazy year we've had. It's so nice to have, like, a fun, happy song still.
Yeah, I think that was a lot of the reason. Like, we did wait to put this out because of the pandemic. And then during it, you know, there's so many artists waiting to put music out because it's a weird time to put music out. But we felt like this is an important message regardless of what's going on. Like, we wanted to put out something really positive in a time that we need positivity more than any other time that I could imagine. And so we wanted to put out something that's like, yo, you can still make your dreams come true, even in this weird time. Like, let's find a way to work at it and chip away at the things you always love and you believe in. Like, it doesn't have to be on pause, you know?
It's really anthemic, too. Like, I can see this song being performed live, being so much fun.
It's really fun. Like, getting, we were able to play it a couple times before things shut down, and the yas with the crowd. It, what's crazy about it is back then, we were still writing it, and so the fact that nobody knew the song, like, it wasn't out, and people were singing it in the crowd back at us, was like, okay, well, maybe this is going to be a good song, because you guys are singing it, and I didn't say this on mic, but I'm like, you guys don't know this song. Like, you've definitely never heard this, but I will take what I can get, you know?
That's awesome. Sal, is there anything that you particularly are looking forward to next year in 2021?
100% getting out there to Victoria and playing. Like, yay. The one time we were able to go out there, we actually went out there and came to the zone, and we said, what's up? And we played a little private show for you guys. Y'all never forget, because that ferry ride was unbelievable, and I was really looking forward to doing it again. And going out there that time was my first time in BC ever.
Oh, wow.
All of us, actually, in the band. And so we did get to go out there again last year when we were going to play, and we actually recorded this whole, almost this whole album out in BC. So actually this song, All or Nothing, was recorded in Coquitlam, BC at Echo Plant Studios.
Oh, cool.
Close by, yeah. Mm. Close by.
Well, we're hoping that you can make it out here next year, and that the wind will let you pass
on
the ferry.
If it's not COVID, it's going to be the wind. Like, come on, just let us pass.
We'll hire you a heli-jet or something like that. Yeah, we'll get you over here somehow.
We'll make it happen somehow.
Cool. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat today, Sally. It was so nice to meet you.
No worries. You too. Good to meet you too, and I hope you have a great day.
Cool, you too. I'll talk to you, well, maybe next year.
All right,
bye. Good.
Bye.